Hey Diary, it is currently 11:19 p.m. and I'm laying in bed. I was just scrolling through Reddit, kind of just trying to distract myself instead of going to sleep for some reason. And if I sound weird at any point in this audio, it's because I'm trying to avoid my teeth from touching. Obviously my last audio was me talking about my trigeminal neuralgia, so I'm in pain right now. I'm feeling pain, like in my teeth. It feels like a really intense toothache. My eye really hurts, and it's along my cheek as well. So it's just how it typically feels. If I were to rate it out of 10, it would probably be a 6 or a 7 right now, which is how it normally feels. It's a distracting pain. My thoughts aren't very linear right now, so I'm kind of just talking out of my ass. But it's, I can't say manageable. It's very distracting and uncomfortable, and it is stopping me from sleeping. The more I talk, the worse it is. But it's the best way to distract myself, I suppose. I wanted to make this just because I feel like I've been very serious with my audios. Well, I haven't made an audio as of late, but I wanted to talk about the things that I've been thinking about. I've been very in tune with some of my fantasies lately. I don't know if I've said it in my audios, but I have a boyfriend. A long-distance boyfriend. So, I definitely don't. I don't. I don't live out my fantasies as often as I would like. But in a few months, hopefully, I will see my boyfriend again. It's all the way in August, so it's like, it's not even that close. But I don't think I will have the chance to fulfill any of my fantasies then. But a girl can dream, right? Let me tell you, phone sex with my boyfriend has evolved. A lot of my fantasies involve, well, I'm usually very submissive. I'm a switch, really, but I've mostly been submissive. I usually default to being a submissive in certain scenarios. So a lot of my fantasies are where I'm submissive. I feel like I've mentioned it a lot, either to people or maybe I've just said it in general. But a lot of my fantasies, or at least my top favorite fantasies, involve multiple people. Now, that's a difficult conversation to navigate with a partner. Especially me having such little experience in real life. I have an extensive online I've been online doing certain things online, on camera, on the phone, through, you know, texting people. I've done that ever since, as soon as I turned 18. Now I turn 20 next month, so I've been doing this for about 2 years now. I feel like I know what I want, right? So a lot of my fantasies, you know, getting back on track, a lot of my fantasies involve multiple people. My top fantasy involves a train, you know, like a sex train. So basically I'm literally laying there with my legs wide open while guys come and fuck me and use me as, you know, say, so choose. That's a difficult, it's a difficult fantasy to turn into reality. I guess it's not impossible, but, difficult. and a fantasy that I, you know, I don't necessarily see happening in real life. But again, a girl can dream. I think about it a lot. Some other fantasies that I've been thinking, involve CNC, or consensual non-consent. And, it's interesting. Every time I think about it, I've discussed it most recently with some people. I'm not sure about on Reddit, but definitely outside of Reddit too. A lot of, you know, CNC can go many ways, especially it's, CNC, depending on the scenario, is a trigger for me. It's something that, you know, if I'm not in the mood, then just I don't want to partake, you know, in either just thinking about the fantasy. It hasn't, you know, I haven't fulfilled the fantasy, or the fantasies that I think about when I think about CNC. But it is a trigger for me, so I have to tread carefully when I think about certain scenarios, or when I try to, or when in the past I've played through scenarios with someone, either like on the phone or through text, right? A lot of them involve, you know, I like public play. I like the thrill of getting off in public. So a lot of the CNC scenarios are me in public, you know, playing with myself, you know. I'm trying to make it, you know, secretive, like my hand is between my thighs, you know, over my pants. And I'm fidgeting, you know, my eyes are darting left and right. I'm trying to survey my surroundings, and maybe my fidgeting, you know, catches someone's attention. Or is that right? You know, get someone's attention. A man notices me. He realizes what I'm doing. He saunters over. He sits next to me. He puts his hand on my thigh. He tries to help me out. Can realize his hand is going up, up, up. I'm not asking for it. You know, I'm kind of like, maybe I'm pulling away from him. I don't want it. But at the same time, I don't want to call attention to my plight. I'm ashamed. Someone realized what I'm doing. I don't want it, but I think something inside me wants it, you know. Maybe something inside me was begging for someone to notice, and maybe he whispers that in my ear. He tells me I've always wanted this, even though my body is saying no. You know, that kind of thing. Sometimes the scenario is multiple guys notice. Multiple guys, you know, come and go. You know, they feel up my shirt when no one is looking. They pass and they go away. Multiple guys at a time, let's say 10 guys in a whole day pass by. You know, it's just kind of that kind of passive thing. It's always like, maybe I'm sitting, you know, on a bus, or I'm sitting in a park, you know, on a bench. It's those kind of scenarios. Those are less triggering for me and sound so, so sexy. It's something about multiple people, I feel like. The scenario is best when multiple people have their way with me in the day. It makes me feel so, I don't know. I like the idea of pleasing more than one person. That's just it for me. The more people I can please, I feel like that's why I like posting on Reddit too. The more people that I can target, better it is for me. Now, I'm not trying to be, you know, popular by any means, but knowing that I am getting multiple people off, that's more than enough for me. And I'm like touching myself right now. I don't know what happened. I'm not wearing any panties. So I guess the access is easier. But it's hot thinking about all these fantasies, and despite not being able to, you know, live through them, I think it's still hot. But the things that I can achieve, especially with my boyfriend or whatnot, is tapping into my boyfriend's dom side. Now, I don't want to bash my boyfriend. There's nothing to really bash about. But my boyfriend is also a switch. And when we first met, we were definitely exploring his submissive side. Now, that is so hot to me. It was so... I love exploring my dominant side. I like taking control. I like knowing my sub is, you know, begging for my attention or begging for release, whatnot. And I like doing that as a submissive too. I love begging, I love teasing, I love denial. And now I want to explore being a submissive with my boyfriend. Or at least more of a submissive, because there's a certain point where you get intimate and it's equal, you know? You're both equals in the bedroom. You're both just getting off. I feel like exploring the, you know, the power exchange. At least just with, you know, the dom-sub relationship a little more. It's definitely worth a shot. So being a submissive with him is new territory as of late. And I'm liking it. I'm liking it very much. Again, I love being submissive. I love tapping to that side of me, being able to beg or being called a good girl or fuck, I don't know. I'm like full on touching myself now. But I don't even know where I was going with this. So I've been exploring that. I don't know how far we'd be able to take it when I see him. I don't know how much I'm going to control myself. August is a long damn time. Fuck. And so all I've been doing, at least, you know, since the last time we saw each other, which is February, it's already been a while. It's just thinking about the next time I'm gonna see him, you know, finally getting to touch someone like that, you know, am I immediately gonna drop to my knees and service him, or, you know, something else gonna happen, or is he actually gonna take control in real life and force me onto his cock or something, you know? It's kinda hot to think about. You know, the hottest thing I've thought about is, you know, he picks me up from the airport and a bunch of guys are waiting for me in his house. Oh, fuck. I'd be able to live out my fantasy of multiple guys at once. Wouldn't that be so sexy? I haven't thought about that, like, a lot, because I know it's just, it's out there. But, it's hot to think about. I think about everything. I don't have a lot of time in my hands, but, you know, just being at home, I have a lot of time in my head. Without going to classes or anything, interacting with that many people, it's inevitable, really. So, I'm enjoying that part. Oof, wow. I'm gonna stop touching myself and I'm gonna stop talking about this because it's really getting me going. It was good, even though I'm in pain, you know, it's a good, you know, it's a good pain reliever, I guess. I'm like rubbing faster now just to get it out of my system, and then I'm gonna stop. Anyway, let's stop the let's stop the audio right there. before I get too carried away. Whatever. Good night.